If you have your Bibles this morning, quickly turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 8. Amen. Matthew chapter number 8. Now, this is kind of funny. I just felt this in my spirit. And then this morning I was talking with Pastor and just kind of went along with the day's future festivities that are going to happen today. So, well, here we go. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Beseeching means that he was like, where's he at? I gotta find him. I gotta find where he's at. I need you, God. I need to get a hold of you. I've gotta. Hey. There was a centurion that's beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. He wasn't just home tormented. He was home grievously tormented. He was home. He was sick. He was paralytic. He couldn't move. He was frustrated. Anybody ever gotten to that point where you just feel like you can't move out of where you've been? You feel like you can't, you just can't make a change if you wanted to. Well, aren't you glad that you came into the house of the Lord this morning where God can get a hold of you? My servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. Jesus saith unto him, hey, don't. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Y'all can see this, the words, okay? Hey, chill, man. I'll come and heal him. Hey, it's going to be all right. I will come and heal him. And the next verse it says, the centurion answered and said unto him, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. All you've got to do, Jesus, amen, you don't even have to come into my house. You don't have to come under my roof. Amen. You don't even have to come near. All you've got to do is speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Amen. For the next few moments, I feel to preach on this thought. Amen. All you need is a word. All you need is a word. Amen. Come on, if you believe that, if you get a hold of that this morning, lift your hands and say, God, all I need is a word today. God, all I need is you to speak into my life. God, all I need is for you to speak into my situation. God, speak into my things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Ezekiel 12, 25, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and this word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Aren't you thankful for the word of God? It is yea and amen. When God says it, God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen, amen. Poke your neighbor in the eye. Tell him we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen, you may be seated this morning. Amen. All you need is a word. All you need is a word. I said all you need is a word. Amen. So here's the centurion, and My My guy. My servant. The one who is under my command. The one who's under my rule. He's home. He's sick. He's lieth sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. And the Lord said, hey, I'm going to come and heal him. And he said, no, you don't have to do that. I'm not worthy. Now, this is interesting because you understand this is a Roman centurion. And brother, I'm going to just stay in this chapter just to help you out. Chapter 8. Amen. I want to say we're going to go down to verse number 9. Amen. And it's going to say this. He said, for I am a man under authority. All you've got to do, Jesus, you don't have to come under my roof. For I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. He understood where he was. He understood. Can I tell you something? Quit trying to put up fake walls and get real with God and say, God, I know where I'm at. I need you to touch me. He said, for I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but say the word only. Just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. And then he goes in to clarify, for I am a man under authority. Now this is imperative that you grasp this as well. Because this is the root of everything today. He said, I'm a man under authority. Yeah. Wait a second. You're a Roman centurion. And now you're speaking to the Lord. You're telling him that you're not worthy for him. But here you are. You have rule over him. We're going somewhere, I promise you. For I am not, he said, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go. And he goeth. Come here real quick, Brother Henry. Wearing your crushed socks. Right. Amen. He's crushing it. Amen. And so here he says, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go. And he goeth. Amen. Go slow. You know? To another man, Henry, come. And he comes, and he may come slow. You know, and then he says, hey, Henry, can you pick that Bible up right there? And he does it. Why? Because he's under authority. And he has the rule over those that are in his command. Amen. So what the Roman centurion is saying that day is, God, I recognize who you are, and I've got physical authority, but God, only you have supernatural authority. I've got authority in the natural, but God, amen, only you can speak to things that are in the supernatural. Only you can speak to those things that we cannot see. Amen, to the spirits. You have authority over them. You can tell them to go, and they go. You can tell them to come, and they come. Amen, you can speak the word only, and it happens. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He was astounded. He was astonished at this. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. We still believe that God's a healer. Amen. We still believe that God's a deliverer. Yes, we still believe that God fills, amen, those that desire him with the gift of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. And so here he is.
as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Amen. Can I tell you, God is not going to answer you if you don't have if you don't have belief. If you have unbelief, amen, God is not going to listen. He wants you to believe. He wants you to trust. He wants your faith, amen, to be lifted. Amen. Oh, I've come to help somebody today. Amen. All you need is for God to speak into your life. All you need is for the Lord to just say, hey, here it is. I've got an answer for you. Amen. I can bring you out. I can deliver you today. Amen. No longer do you have to be bound in your mind, bound in your spirit. Oh, but I've got a word for you. Hallelujah. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his mother, his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Okay, verse 15 it says, he touched her hand and the fever left her. This is why Peter was upset. Because he touched his mother-in-law. Anyway, all right. So, she arose and ministered unto them. Now here, this is interesting. Listen. Next verse. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits
with his word.
With his word. Hey, he may have touched Peter's mother-in-law, amen, but all it was with his word that he started casting out devils and spirits and healed all that were sick. Amen. Jesus is in this house. Amen. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. God is here, and God is willing, and God is looking for a heart that's hungry, and a heart that believes, and a heart full of faith. Said God, speak the word only. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you need is a word.
Hallelujah. Give us a word. Give us a word.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible says, now when Jesus saw the great multitudes before him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side.
Uh-huh.
Now,
here we go. So here he is.
He gives commandment to depart unto the other side. Next verse. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, God. You got to make sure that you really believe that and you really mean that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. When you follow after God, amen, make sure that it's not just for the benefits.
All right. Amen.
Make sure. But I love him for who he is. Now, hey, I get it. The main benefit is we're going to get to heaven. We've got to make it to heaven. I don't want to die and go to a devil's hell. But I love him for who he is. Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Verse number 21, it says, another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Amen. Oh, I want to follow you, but I've got some things I've got to do first. I want to follow you, but God, I want to make sure that I've got enough money in the bank before I go. Amen. God, I want to follow you. Amen. I want to live for you. But oh, there's some things in my life that I want to do. I want to have a fun time. I want to dabble in the foolishness and the pleasures of this life before I follow after you.
Right.
What does it say? Jesus saith unto him, follow me. Let the dead bury their dead.
Yeah.
In other words, let those that are spiritually dead, the Bible's talking, let those that are spiritually dead bury those that are physically dead. Let those that don't have a desire to follow me worry about what's going to happen. Let those, Come on, is there a church that's, amen, has a desire to follow after God? No matter what it costs. No matter what, amen, oh, amen, what it costs me. Friends, money, amen, I've got to want that. Amen, oh, but give me Jesus. You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So before you're going to follow me, Jesus is telling them, you got to leave some things behind. Before you can go and you can follow after me, you got to leave some stuff. And so Jesus is telling his disciples, hey guys, go fill up the caravan, fill up the ice chest, get all the snacks. Go into pastor's office and get that package of beef sticks. Yeah. Woo! I saw it wasn't open. I wasn't able to steal one this morning. Grab it all and get it in the ice chest. Put it inside of the boat. We're going somewhere. And he said, we're going to go to the other side. And what is the other side? It's Decapolis. It's the land of the Gadarenes. It's the land of the cast out ones. It's the land where sin and wickedness has its capital. It's the place, amen, where the disciples said, oh, I don't know, Jesus.
All right.
Mom, Dad, they said we can't go there. That's... The roll top doors go down at 5. It's rough. There's spirits over there and stuff.
There's pigs over there.
Yeah.
We can't be by the pigs.
Right.
Quit.
God have mercy. Help me, Jesus.
Go ahead. Give us a word.
When the Lord calls you to it, don't be so afraid. Amen. If your Holy Ghost is enough, amen, don't be so afraid. Walk into it.
All right.
Don't say they don't want it. Don't say, well, you know, all my life I've seen them and they're there and I'm here. But no, when the Lord is calling you to them and the Lord's saying, talk to them, don't sit back and say, well, I don't know, they're just messed up and their life's going to be nothing. But oh, God is calling you, God is calling, amen, this church to step out and say, hey, God, I want to do more. Amen, I want to be something more. Amen, I want to reach more. Amen, if it means I've got to go into the other side. If it means I've got to reach those that are down and out. If it means I've got to reach those that are hired. Those, amen, that are full of sin.
Jesus looks, he said, we're going to the other side, and they get in the boat. The disciples are perplexed. This is the Sea of Galilee. We can go this way, Jesus, or guys, why couldn't we just walk around it? I think I see some gray clouds out there. Why can't we just walk around? There's like solid ground out here. But Jesus said, we're going into the deep. Jesus said, Jesus said, we're going to go through some things. Amen. And before we get there, you've got to get out into the deep. God is calling you into something deeper, something greater. And there may be a storm brewing. Amen. There may be stuff out there. But the Lord is saying, hey, amen. Ah, amen. No longer are you going to just deal with the little things. Amen. No longer are you going to pray the simple prayers. But there's something more. Amen. There's a place I'm taking you. And I'm taking you into the deep. I'm taking you into a deeper prayer life. Into a deeper consecration. Into a deeper, amen, commitment to the things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus was saying, hey, amen, I'm not giving you the luxury to circle around what I'm calling you into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands right now. Let's love Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, New Life Tabernacle. Are you ready to go into the deep? Are you ready to go see more miracles, more signs, and more wonders? Are we good with just dancing around a few cute songs and just lifting our hands in semantics? Oh, but God is calling you to something deeper. Preacher, I don't like this. I'm going to have to bust a sweat. Amen. If that's what it means to get you into the deep, amen, God is calling you into the deep. Amen. God is calling you into something more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on, is there somebody willing, amen, to say, I'm stepping up. Amen. I'm doing more for God. Amen. I'm ready to answer the call of God. So it is that they are out there. They get in the boat. Guys, we could have, but now we're and they get out there. No sooner do they get out there. And the rain starts coming. The thunder. The lightning starts flashing. And the disciples, behold, there arose a great. Do you hear it? What is it? It's a great tempest. It's loud. It's scary. And so much that the ship was covered with the waves. They're crashing over the You know, I always pictured. Now, just bear with me, okay? This is Sunday school today, right now, okay? Here we go. I always pictured the disciples, right? Because, you know, in a drama at this point, we would do a strobe light. And the rain. Yeah. With the strobe light. And so here's the disciples. There's just waves. Terror. You called me into this? God, you called me into this? And sometimes we're in the middle of sheer terror. There arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. He's cool. Everything's fine. While up on top, waves are crashing in. Life is falling apart. There's bits and pieces breaking off. And the disciples, read on. Verse 25. It says, his disciples came to him. It's at that point whenever you run to Jesus because you don't know what else to do. And you run to him. I don't think the disciples did it just calmly. Hey, let's draw straws. Let's draw straws. We between all the waves and see who's going to go get Jesus. But I guarantee you that every one of them that were frustrated, every one of them that was scared, came running to Jesus, saying, "Lord, we perish." And Jesus is just asleep. What the Lord is trying to let you know today is that if He called you into it, as long as you still have Him in the boat with you, amen, you're gonna make it through the storm. God is not gonna call you into something that He won't take you through. God is, and oh, amen, ah, and God is just waiting for that moment in the middle of your storm where you say, "God, I don't know how to do it anymore. God, I'm coming to you. God, wake up. I need you. I need you to speak into my life. I need you to speak into my storm. Save me, God, lest I perish."
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. So Jesus is asleep. Amen. He's asleep. The disciples, they come really quick. "Lord, save us. We perish." They could have came. "Master, rabbi, friend, pastor, preacher." But there's one word that they did not abandon that day. Can I tell you, when you're going through hell and high water, when the storms of life are raging in all around you, amen, do not abandon the word Lord. Amen. "Lord, save us. We perish." Amen. "My doubt is overwhelming, God." Amen. "Lord, amen, save us. My faith is dwindling, Lord." "Even in my uncertainty, Lord, even with the waves crashing in, Lord, even though I'm depressed, Lord, even though I can't find my way, Lord." Lift our hands right now. Don't abandon Him in your life. "I'm having trouble right now, Lord. My family's falling apart right now, Lord. I'm having suicidal thoughts, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to make it, Lord. Amen. God, I need you to save me. Lord, save us." The doctor gave me a diagnosis. "Lord, with everything falling apart on the outside, Lord, Lord, you're still Lord. Lord, you're Lord of my unanswered prayers. Lord, you're Lord of my sickness. Lord, you're Lord over my family. Lord, you're Lord even in uncertainty. Lord, I still trust you. Don't abandon the word Lord." Jesus wakes up all of a sudden. He saith unto them, "Why are you fearful, you of little faith?" We tend to reason with God. We tend to reason with the one who is taking us through it. And we tend to let Him know,
just why we're just. Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? Oh, ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And the Bible lets us know where there was a great tempest, where there was great turmoil, where there was a great storm raging. Now there's a great calm. When the Lord speaks into your life, when the Lord speaks into all of the drama, when the Lord speaks into all of the dysfunction, when the Lord speaks into your floods raging, when the Lord speaks into your storm, amen, where there was a great storm and where there was great tempest and where there was great uncertainty and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it and I didn't know how I was going to make it out, amen, just as long as you remember, amen, Lord, amen, you're still here, Lord, I still trust you, Lord, amen, I know you can say it, so Lord, I'm going to find my place in prayer, I'm going to find my place, amen, to get a hold of you, amen, I'm going to run where you're at, and I'm going to say, Lord, save me, I'm perishing, Lord, speak into my life, and God will say the word, and God will calm the storm in your life.
Let's shift our hands all over this house. Come on, I wonder if you just make hell mad right now. Let's all stand. Come on, lift up your voice. Let hell know that he's still Lord of your life. Let hell know that he's still Lord in my situation. Come on, lift up the name of Jesus right now. Against every darkness, amen, everything that's hellish, everything that's demonic, amen, I'm not done. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, speak to him. Talk to the Lord right now. Come on, let hell know. Let heaven know. God, I need you to step into my life. God, I understand who you are. Amen. I understand what you can do. Amen. I have trust. I have faith. I believe. Amen. That you're able to just speak the word only. All you need is a word. I don't know, there's so many things raging. I don't know, there's all this turmoil. I don't know, there's this big storm. Amen, Pastor, you can't tell me that you can't have revival. You can't tell me that this church isn't going to go on because God has never been outdone by hell. God has never... I've come to tell somebody this morning, amen, all you need is a word. Hallelujah. All you need is a word. All you need is a word. That's it. Come on, just press in a little bit. Press in right here. God is speaking to somebody right now. God is talking to somebody right now. Come on, are you going to get a hold of him? Are you going to get a hold of him? Wake him up in your life. Go and get a hold of the master. Real quick, His disciples, they're in the boat. You can stand. You can sit. I'm almost done. His disciples are in the boat. The storm comes. He says, "Peace, be still." They get in the boat and all of a sudden there's a storm. But what they didn't see was there was a storm raging on the shore just a little while away, just a little ways out. They get to the other side, and the Bible tells us that there was these two men. Another gospel tells us there was one runs to meet Jesus. Runs to meet Jesus. Now, the Bible tells us that he was bound by chains. He was tormented. It says legion, but thousands of devils in him. Thousands of spirits tormenting him. Every day he's amongst the ruins, the Bible would say. He's amongst the tombs. He's in caves. And everything around him is death. And everything around him is decay. And everything around him is broken dreams and all lost ambitions. And all around him is unanswered prayers that had found their way to a place to die. And he's bound. Tormented. The Bible says that he would cut himself. The Bible tells us that Jesus comes in a boat and finds his way to the shore. It says in verse number 28, when he was come to the other side in the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" Can I tell you that hell recognizes the deity of Jesus? Hell knows. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Aren't you thankful for the name of Jesus? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Hey! Stay in the boat. It's not time. The audacity to tell Jesus, the one who's before time, after time, always on time, don't torment us before the time. Are you here to torment us? Verse 30. There was a good way off from them and heard of many swine feeding. Bible tells us, it says, so the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." But let me just go ahead and clarify really quick. You got to understand something. Here he is. He's bound by chains. Jesus comes on the shore. We've got to go to the other side. Church, the Lord is taking you to a place on the other side. The Lord is taking you to a place that's outside of your comfort zone, outside of what you're used to. You may be around people that... You may get around people, amen, that they don't look just like you. They don't act just like you. But the Lord is calling you to the other side. And here's one bound by chains. And he sees Jesus come. And oh, amen, as soon as he sees him, amen, he runs to him. Which tells me, amen, that oh, amen, I may be bound in chains, but I'm still running to you. I may be bound. And I feel that some of us come in on a Sunday and we're so bound by our cooperation. We're so bound, amen, but oh, if we would just start to break out of it. God, I'm going to get where you're at. I don't care what chains are binding me. I don't care what's got a hold of me. I'm going to run to where you're at. Come on, let's lift our hands right now. And here's the devils. They're talking to him. Send us into the swine. Suicidal thoughts said, send us to the swine. Depression yelled out, send us to the swine. Fear lifted up its voice, said, send us to the swine. That doctor's diagnosis lifted up its head and said, send us to the swine. Depression, anxiety, mental illness, it all lifted up its head. And said, send us to the swine! The spirit of self-harm said, send us to the swine. But it only happened once he ran to the feet of Jesus. You want deliverance? You got to run to the feet of Jesus. You want deliverance? Amen. You want the Holy Ghost? You got to run to an altar. Amen. You want to be filled with the Spirit of God? You've got to get to a place where God is. And oh, where God can speak the word. Where God can say the word only. Amen. God, I need you out of my mess. God, I need you out of my family issues. God, I need you in my marriage. God, I need you in my finances. God, I'm reaching out to you. Amen. Oh, and things in your life start to say, hey, I'm getting out of here. I've got to get out of here. But only God can do the work. Only God can say the word. And it says, and he said unto them, go. It wasn't a lot of words. It was just one. It wasn't a lot of a big sentence. It was one word. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands right now. Come on, the centurion could talk to those who were in the physical. But God speaks to those spirits that are in the supernatural. Come on, you need healing. You need God to speak into your life. Why don't you come forward this morning? Come on. Let's all gather around this altar. All you need is a word. 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 Where did those spirits go? They went into the swine. Where did the swine go? They went into the deep. Where was the deep? It was the last place where Jesus spoke over the storm. It was the last place where Jesus moved. Amen. Oh, when hell comes against you, you take him back where God moved last in your life. You take him back where God said, peace, be still. This isn't the last prayer. It's not the last visitation from God. This isn't my last answer. God wants to speak again. That's it. Lift up your voice. Come on. There's those that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's those that need to be baptized in this house. We have baptismal waters. Oh, there's water here. What doth hinder you? Amen. Oh, amen. I've got to hear the voice of God. Amen. I want his voice to speak into my life. God, I want to be healed. God, I want to be saved. When you let God have control, he speaks not only into your life, but through you. Amen. He gives you another language. He gives you another spirit. Amen. Oh, he puts his spirit within you. God, calm the sea, calm the turmoil that's raging in my heart. Calm, amen, the violent, raging storm that's happening in my mind. God, help me, save me, Lord, save me. That's it, come on, let's seek him. Let's call out to him. That's it. Come on. The Lord is moving in this house. The Lord is moving in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Come on. Reach for him. Reach for him. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Do it again, just like before. You heal your broken heart, your life he can restore. You do it again.